Thanks, everybody, and I want to thank Carl and Jim and Phil and Rich for joining me this morning as well. We've got some great news for Michigan and great news for agriculture and rural communities across the country. Yesterday, we scored a big win by passing the 2018 Farm Bill through the U.S. Senate by a strong bipartisan vote, 87 to 13. We passed it originally in the Senate back in the spring with 86 votes. So this is 87, and we know for a fact, and looking back at history, it's the largest vote in the history of Farm Bill. So we're very proud of the fact that there was such strong bipartisan support. And the chairman of the committee, Senator Roberts, and I worked hand in glove together. So he's been a great partner for me in this effort. So we expect the bill later this afternoon sometime in the House and then go to the president's desk. And yesterday he indicated positive comments about the Farm Bill, so we expect him to sign it. This was a very hard-fought bipartisan victory, and as I said when I chaired the committee and we passed the last bill 5 years ago, Michigan really is on every page. One out of four jobs in Michigan are supported by agriculture and the food industry in Michigan, and we are the most diverse state in terms of what we grow other than California. So except for California, we have more diversity of crops, which means we have everything from dairy and soybeans and corn and wheat and dry beans and livestock and so on to cherries and blueberries and apples and horticulture and Christmas trees. And so we grow some of everything, and it's a very important part of our economy. So I have to care about every part of the Farm Bill because it impacts us. There are 12 titles or chapters, and each one impacts us in Michigan. So I'm not going to go through every one, but I will be, because that would take a long time, and certainly want to follow up and answer any questions you have. But I do want to touch on just a few things. First of all, we expand our support for the diversity of agriculture in Michigan, and that means large farms, small farms, of course, rural communities, but also urban agriculture, which is something that's really growing in Michigan. We're seeing that play a big role in the food economy and urban agriculture and local foods in Detroit's renewal. And so for the first time, we are establishing an office of urban agriculture for small farmers and creating other kinds of job opportunities for people. So we expand crop insurance, which is the basis of our risk management tools for farmers, knowing that if there's a loss, price drop losses, that they will have insurance there for them. And over the years, we have strengthened that, made it available for fruit and vegetable growers. It didn't used to be. Over the years now, I've been able to both have it cover fruit and vegetables, but also expand the support for fruits and vegetables, as well as beginning farmers and our veteran farmers and so on. Like every other industry, people are retiring, the baby boomers, and folks are getting older, and so we have a need to really support our beginning farmers as well, and we strengthen support for beginning farmers, including the veterans initiative I set up in the last Farm Bill, and as I mentioned, urban ag. We also secure permanent support for both exports as well as local food. We want to be able to export around the world, and this has been something that we have done in funding every 5 years, but we've never made it a permanent part of the Farm Bill. And given the chaos and the uncertainty and what's happening in trade around the world, the trade promotion piece of the Farm Bill, I think, is even more important. So we have made that funding permanent, as well as, again, supporting local food, hubs and farmers markets. We want farmers to be able to sell around the world and be able to sell at home to local folks. Big part of the commodity title of the Farm Bill is dairy. That is very important to us, our single largest commodity in Michigan. And when we wrote the last Farm Bill, prices were high for all of our commodities, and then they dropped through the basement. And again, coupled with what's happening around weather challenges and trade and so on. But dairy, the dairy insurance program did not kick in to provide the coverage that it should have. And so I've been working since then to correct it. I was able to get changes in the last budget act to provide additional dollars to cover costs for farmers and help create a better safety net. In the Farm Bill, we expand on that and dramatically increase support for dairy, which is important in Michigan. The second thing I would say is in food access for families. We've heard a lot about food access. We have two kinds of safety nets when we do the Farm Bill, one's for farmers and one's for families, and both need to be strong. Right now, we're actually saving dollars in the family safety net because the economy's gotten better. More people are working. They don't need temporary help. So the policies that we wrote in the last Farm Bill, coupled with improved economy, actually means that we are saving $80 billion in the family safety net because the right way, because people are no longer needing help and they're able to get jobs and so on. So we don't make any cuts in access to food for families, which by the way averages $4 a day per person for a senior or a child or parents and so on. But we do invest in new job training opportunities for people that are important and incentivize and support efforts actually that started in Michigan through something called Double Up Bucks to support those on food assistance being able to afford fruits and vegetables and the healthy foods that they want for themselves and their children by allowing double the value of their SNAP benefits if they're buying fruits and vegetables. And that's been extremely popular across the country. The other thing I would mention, just two other things. One is protecting our Great Lakes and our conservation title. I think the largest investment we make in land and water conservation in the country is the Farm Bill. And we have very successful voluntary conservation efforts with farmers as a way to manage, again, their risk and also to protect our land and water. And we have strengthened in the conservation title water conservation, which is so important to us. In the last bill, we set up a new local partnership, a regional conservation partnership program that we've seen communities and agricultural leaders and conservation leaders use very effectively in Michigan. And it's worked so well that we actually have created additional dollars that will triple the amount of dollars available for water conservation, regional conservation through this bill, which is very, very important to Michigan. And then finally, the Farm Bill is one of the most important titles as well, is called Rural Development. And every community outside of our larger cities benefits by the loan and grant efforts of rural development, whether it's a small business loan, housing, roads, bridges, fire engines, police cars, loans for hospitals. I mean, the rural development is the economic development arm for our small towns and rural communities. And so this is very, very important. So within that title, we expand high-speed internet support. We've got about 1 million people in rural Michigan who lack access to high-speed internet. And this is very important for farmers, businesses, young people going to college, young people that want to stay in the community, raise their families in the community, high-speed internet, very important. And we increase dollars there. We increase investments to strengthen rural water infrastructure. Again, this bill does a lot to focus on water, and we specifically target support for investments to clean up contaminants like PFAS, which we know is a very serious issue for us in Michigan now. And then within rural development, we also support our businesses from bio-based manufacturing, bioenergy, and revitalizing main streets and so on. And so rural development becomes very important. So there's a lot in this bill, but basically this is the rural economic development arm for our state. It is the safety net for our farmers, for our growers, for families. It's our land and water conservation and protection, and it is also opportunities now that we are seeing in suburban and urban areas to be a part of the local food system and create jobs. So we're literally, through this bill, creating jobs in every community in Michigan. And I'm really pleased that we were able to get this done. It's always very hard. It's a big bill, complicated, but I'm glad to have been able to help steer the second farm bill since I've been in the leadership of the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. So I'm going to turn this over to Carl Narski, who's president of the Michigan Farm Bureau, and appreciate so much, Carl, your being on the call.
Well, Senator, it's great to be part of this. And Senator, first things first, just like to say thank you to you and your staff for doing a great job in getting this moved forward. When we hear you talk about the Farm Bill and we hear about the bipartisan issues that that you address and going across the aisle, but also your staff is terrific too. And Joe reaching out and the many discussions we've had in the making sure that you had it right and Michigan was on the right page that that you were in getting what we needed here. You know, this Farm Bill you're very welcome. This Farm Bill couldn't come at a more appropriate time. When we take a look at what's happening out here in the countryside and recognizing the stability that this provides to our producers. And some of them are facing some very difficult times right now. You identify the dairy industry that is really struggling out there, but we see a lot of issues in our commodities. And that's what we see when we are so diverse in the commodities we grow in the state. We have a lot of things to cover. And Senator, your second Farm Bill, and you have come through very well for Michigan and representing us, and we appreciate everything you do in that. But also, this Farm Bill provides us with direction. You know, you did hold the line on issues that could divert some resources away from Michigan to other areas, and you held the line. You made sure Michigan was very well represented, and understanding that what we needed in the state. You probably have a better pulse on that than anybody in the country with that diversity in the state. So very well done. Also, when we take a look at the not only the dairy but the other crops that are being affected by this Farm Bill, the risk management tools are so important to Michigan producers and helping to expand on those and identifying ways to make them better is just terrific on your part to do that. Like I said, Senator Stabenow, it's just a great relief out there in the farm country, understanding that you were able to get this done, get it done timely, and to take a little bit of pressure off their shoulders, that understanding that they do have a Farm Bill with the provisions in it that they can move forward on. So with
thanks,
thank
Carl.
You again for you and your entire team.
Thank you so much. And you're right, I have a terrific team working with me.